AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama says all of us have to want to get this right. He's talking about the police shootings of unarmed black men. Last night, there was a peaceful protest in Charlotte, North Carolina, against the shooting there of a black man who ignored warnings to drop his gun, say police. A lawyer for the family of Keith Scott says,
my understanding, based on talking with his family, is that he did not own a gun, that he did not habitually carry a gun. And as far as we know, we still don't know if there was or was not a gun even there.
In Tulsa, a police officer has turned herself in to face manslaughter charges after shooting and killing a black man she says ignored police commands while reaching into his SUV. Our Shirley Smith has more on this.
42-year-old Betty Shelby is the Oklahoma police officer charged in last week's shooting death of an unarmed black man. Shelby is white. She surrendered to authorities just hours after first-degree manslaughter charges were filed against her. She was booked, posted a $50,000 bond, and was released about 20 minutes later. Officials may have been hoping that their quick reaction in the case could prevent unrest in a city with a long history of tense race relations. I'm Shirley Smith.
Authorities say a Memphis-area plant worker shot and killed his two supervisors, then himself yesterday after a meeting with them. They say Ricky Swafford got upset during the meeting, left, and returned with a gun. Yahoo says it'll contact you if you're one of the 500 million or so accounts that was hacked in the past 2 years. Security experts say the Yahoo theft could hurt users if their personal information is mined to break into other online services or if it's used for identity theft. UPS ramping up its work with robot delivery men. It's partnering with a robot maker to test the use of drones. This is AP Radio News. Donald Trump is preparing for Monday night's first presidential candidates debate. Our Sandy Kozel says he's not preparing in the usual way.
We have a little debate on Monday night. A couple of you might be watching.
Donald Trump is staying away from the kind of mock debate setups candidates usually use to get ready for the high-pressure events and hasn't tapped anyone to play Hillary Clinton. According to Republicans familiar with his preparations, Trump has a rotating cast of politicians and policy experts traveling with him on his private plane for mid-flight debate preps. And those advisors are urging Trump to keep his cool and resist any attempts by Clinton to provoke him with questions about his business record, wealth, or controversial comments about minorities. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
Police have arrested a Trenton, New Jersey man after his 5-year-old took 30 packs of heroin to school, say authorities. The child tested negative for opiates. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.